This is the news from Slam City. Gemini Jackson and the Loud Table interpretate odd news from across the universe. Bring a change of clothes.
This is the news, sponsored by Uloteas Financial Advisors. When you gotta move some weight, Julio will help you diversify your holdings. Flat rate, always great. Julio gets it done. Call Julio Tejas today, or regret it tomorrow. Julio Tejas.
The Rock, by his XFL and a $15 million deal, says he's creating something special.
Is that how the Extreme special? Football League?
I felt like destroying something beautiful.
The Dream?
Extreme.
Oh, XFL, yeah, man.
Dang.
So extreme.
So they do kickflips while they do play...
Special.
They do kickflips while they play football.
Yes.
Is it gonna be football with cars? Like,
dude,
with
tanks,
with the
dude, series? That'd be awesome.
Tank football.
Damn.
You've heard of flag football. You've heard of two below the waist football. This is tank football.
What was
the
XFL show with the fighting robots?
BattleBots,
man.
BattleBots, but with like sports.
With Grant,
a sports element.
M. O'Hara.
Competitive sports element, not just fighting, like making points, strategy, teams.
What if the battlefield was like over a mile long?
That's awesome,
right? And
we, like,
3 miles wide.
Fuck,
3
yeah.
miles wide.
That'd be really
like
cool.
a lake of fire.
You could fit a lot of people in that stadium.
Yeah,
that'd be a huge stadium.
That'd be massive.
Are we talking about the future right now?
It's just
sure
a mile long,
like,
field, mile long by mile long arena.
That's huge.
But everybody has these like high tech, like telescopic glasses and stuff.
Oh,
these
so
what? Things. So you can see like all the cars that all, like the best
at all times. You can even be inside. The car, if you want to.
Yeah, you could. I mean,
that'd be kind of cool. That'd be kind of cool. They should, yeah, they do that, don't they? But it should be like VR.
Oh, like you feel it, kind of?
Yeah. Or, well, you're looking around and everything is going real fast and you throw up.
Yeah, it's definitely going to happen a lot.
Oh, chicken fries, heck.
So, this is a follow up story about a gaming type unit that sold out very quickly. And people are up in arms about their purchasing system because they would try to fucking get down on this drop, but they would always be too late, man.
Always too late. This is stupid to me. It's just Game Boy, right? It's just Game Boy, right?
Yeah, pretty much. But
yeah,
it's
man.
How did they get? How
it's
did they license it?
I think it's just like a ROM reader.
Like, okay.
Yeah, bro, yeah.
Just a good looking ROM reader, then.
Yeah.
Oh man. Pringles Instant Noodles are being sold in Japan. To celebrate the 50th birthday, the potato chip brand has teamed up with Japanese noodle company Super Cup, which is turning 30 this year, to launch a duo of Moorish mixed instant noodles. Hey, you think it's potato noodles? Oh, this is from 2018.
They do have, it says, the first one is sour cream and onion yakisoba.
We just went back in time. Fuck, man.
What?
It's from 2018. The story's from 2018.
What?
Who the fuck brought this back to life?
Who put this in there?
Because it was a ramen-flavored Pringles, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
We had a ramen-flavored Pringles recently. And then here's a follow-up story from the past. Here's a follow-up story from the past.
We had Pringles-flavored ramen.
Yeah, we did. Before we had ramen-flavored Pringles, there was Pringles-flavored ramen.
Oh.
There you go. We meant to do that.
Yeah. Sour cream and onion yakisoba, apparently.
They were hits.
Oh, we got a group. We got a little skit for listeners. We got a little skit for listeners.
Are we going to do this from the helicopter? Where are we going to do this from?
We're doing this from the ground floor.
All right.
Ribbit. I'm fucking hungry, Ribbit. Oh, a bug. Yelp.
What the fuck? Where am I?
In my belly, bitch. Die.
Fuck. I'm going to get myself out of here, bitch.
No!
Give me 24 hours, motherfucker.
No! I'm trying to eat you,
hours
bitch.
Later.
24 hours.
There's the light. Yeah. I can see it.
get out of here.
I hope I got some nutrients out of it.
What is this?
Ribbit. Ribbit.
How do they know, though? Did somebody just watch this happen?
I watched it a few times because they had a video of it.
Oh, there's video?
Yeah.
Dude, what happened?
It goes that fast. No,
how big is the beetle?
It's like a dung beetle, your normal size scarab.
Yeah. How big is the
frog? It's a normal size frog. Yeah, just a normal frog.
How big is the frog's butthole? Damn.
It stretches out when he makes his way out. He, like, just parts it, man.
Jesus Christ.
It just opens up and lets him out.
There's not another beetle at the end so going, first hand me the lamp! That was fun, guys.
So, another video game news. Well, kind of video game news. A Zelda recipe appears in a serious novel by a serious author after he just looked some shit up on Google.
I think you should have said another Reddit post that was turned into a tweet that was turned into a news story.
You're an asshole.
I don't know.
So he just basically stole all this shit, put it in his book, and nobody's, like, mad about it?
Yeah, he's not going to get in trouble. Is it because
that
he was
seems
like,
weird
oh,
to me.
I made a mistake, that's all he had to say?
Maybe, but it seems weird to me that nobody's shitting in his mouth.
Damn. I know, right? That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, he's just going to leave it.
He's just going to leave it. I mean, is this a book that he's sold to people?
Yeah, it's published.
Yeah, man. It's published, dog.
And nobody found out.
No, a reader found out.
I know, but...
Just recognized it. And then put him on blast.
Yeah.
It must have been the only reader. I mean...
Yeah, seriously.
Or maybe it was him. He let out his own Easter egg.
Oh, shit, right? He did! Exactly. He let it out so that he would get book sales. What a bitch!
Yeah.
Damn, you're not wrong.
Hey, man, you got to.
That's the smartest. That's the smartest strategy
that conspiracy,
you could have ever done.
Man. Call it
out! Yeah, we should go find this Reddit thread. Post in there that ha 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 it was me, thanks for buying my book, suckers, bitch.
Oh man, that'd be hilarious.
Mystery as bizarre 15-foot creature washes up on beach. An unidentifiable creature was found washed up on Ainsdale Beach on Wednesday. Baffled locals have speculated that it is a woolly mammoth, a walrus, a whale, a cow, a horse, and even an alien. What was it really, Foxtrot?
It was all three of those things.
Nah, man, this is a big setup for your mama joke. It was just a big, long setup for your mama joke. Okay, next one.
In Tanzanite stories, Tanzanite miner earns millions after a second rare find.
This young kid, he's finding all these Tanzanite.
These rare stones.
He's making millions upon millions on every stone he's finding.
I feel like he's just, like, paper macheing some stuff and then painting it gold.
Shit. He's like,
when life gives you lemons.
Tanzanite.
Bullshit!
Paint that shit gold. What's Tanzanite used for? Just jewelry, right?
Jewelry.
It says ornaments.
Witchery.
I mean, that's
one of the rarest gemstones.
So it's just gemstone stuff, says- so...
Yeah,
and
man.
It'll be depleted within the next 20 years, so that'll make it extra rare.
Who knows, though, because this motherfucker keep finding big-ass rocks.
That's right. He does,
him.
Man.
It's
he's
him.
He's gonna make it
he's
rare.
Making an artificial, he's making an artificial scarcity so that these rocks are worth more.
Fuck
he was the one publishing all these papers saying, you know, there's no Tanzanite left in the world. You guys done used it all. Oh, shit, look at this Tanzanite.
Okay, now.
Damn, man, you on fire with these conspiracy solving
facts. Conspiracy facts, you mean?
Yes, they are facts.
Absolute facts.
In tech news, this Japanese face mask translates into 8 languages, which is pretty dope. It can translate between Japanese, Chinese, Korean, Vietnamese, Indonesian, English, Spanish, and French. That's pretty dope.
But not German.
Nah, man. Nah. Can't do that. Well, we will in the future.
The Germans.
That's an expansion pack.
You gotta charge money. You gotta make money, you know?
Oh, shit. Live at the scene, we got Burrito reporting from the scene. From
down
the
heli- there?
From the helicopter.
Yeah. What I see is Shibuya intersection. Only it's not. It's like a twin. but it's not. Because there's no one there, and there's a green screen around it.
Oh, it's just a fake Shabu station?
But it looks like it. Yeah. They built
a giant green screen.
The Scramble intersection.
So that people can...
So people can film there.
Okay. Well, yeah, because in Japan, when you're filming, you can't actually tell people to, like,
stop.
Yeah. So there's always people all the time in everybody's shots. They can't control this. They can't control the traffic.
Can't control the environment, man.
Yeah, so they built this green screen Shibuya Crossing. You got back-to-back Japan stories, Burrito. Believe that?
I do.
He's running a Japanese train.
Oh my god, train. Yeah, he is.
This is Burrito's bullet train, everybody.
To the Bukkake.
Oh, this is,
this is Burrito's sad, Shinkansen.
Sad news.
Burrito's
here.
Bullet the, train Bukkake!
The Akihabara is saying goodbye to a landmark giant Sega arcade. It announces it's closing for good. So, sayonara, Sega Building 2.
That sucks. I didn't even got to go there.
Burrito got to see it.
Yeah.
You did? Did you
play just all Sega games, right? Or is it everything?
It's an arcade.
Like I'm sure we went in. Yeah, it's an arcade.
Yeah, it's like an 8-story arcade.
Dang.
It's pretty cool. I got pictures. Ooh, and a follow-up to story, I think a couple weeks ago. The Japanese amusement park that was saying, hey, please scream internally when you ride our roller coasters, you know, to...
What is this, amateur
stop the spread of COVID. Well, so they made these stickers that you can put over your mask that look like a mouse that's screaming so that you can still take pictures.
Damn.
Put your dick
that's
on it,
for
dude.
Life.
Yeah.
What'd you say?
Put your dick on it.
I bet you some sicko's doing that shit. Like, hey, give me some of those stickers. Now. And you just put some on things and it just starts fucking things.
Like, inflatable. This is your old shit. Bim, 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 bim.
This is a song about a whale. No! This is a song about being happy. That's right. It's the happy, happy, joy, joy song.
That was the news from Gemini Jackson and the Loud Table. Listen to more news at slamcityradio.com. Follow Slam City on Twitter at Slam City Radio.